T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NFL playoffs are like nothing else. It is a war. Oh, wait, we're not in the playoffs yet, are we? Well, I guess kind of we are. 6:15, highs today of 59. None but sunshine. Very nice. Tomorrow, though, highs of 55 and an 80% chance for showers. Cold and rainy, not so good if you're going out to the mall. I mean, once you get in, it's going to be fine, but outside, not so much. Highs of 58 Sunday, 60% chance for showers. Then it clears out for Christmas, but it warms up. Highs of 63 on Monday, 68 on Christmas Eve, and then they're saying 70 on Wednesday. But I'm telling you right now, they don't want to tell you that it's going to be 72 degrees on Christmas Day. So let's see how it turns out. But I'm thinking they might be lowballing us here. We're in the 40s, a lot of frost all over the area. Mike Dettelier joins us, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
How's Christmas on the bayou?
It's good, you know. I'm used to it, put it that way.
Now, you got all your shopping done?
Me? Oh, yeah. Man, that's all coordinated and supervised by now.
Yeah, by I don't sense you're a big shopper. I sense that you kind of you coach people on that, do you?
That's why I coordinate and supervise somebody else.
Mike, the shopping coordinator for that team, for Team Dettelier.
Yeah, listen, I do just a few little things, and I'll get it done quickly, and then I send the memo out.
I hear you. That's the way to do it. Speaking of memo, you know what I was thinking of? Here we are, Christmas. I understand these are professional football players. A lot of us, you know, are distracted and so forth. I saw Michael Thomas gave everybody what? Mike, you all right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right. Gave everybody Michael Jordan tennis shoes, I guess, the latest shoes that they have.
Yeah.
Is it? From your experience with NFL teams, et cetera, is it easy for some of them to get distracted with the holidays, or are they just focused like a laser and just put that in the back closet for now?
Depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you. Depends on the individual. And what you're shooting for. If you're on a bad football team, that's a lot of distractions.
You're wrapping presents in the locker room before the game, right?
You know, you're ready to get out. I mean, come on. If you're a 3-win or 4-win football team, you know, the season's over with. But you do understand that this is your job. And the big eye in the sky doesn't lie. And that so everybody's watching how you handle a bad situation. And so they're going to be professional about it. But, you know, they got some players that are wildly distracted, and while others are as focused if they were in the playoff hunt, it just varies. And you understand that, you know, that's just the way the world is. Just look at your own workplace sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, oh, well, the people around me, they focused all the time on what they're doing. Oh, really? Yeah. Come on. That's not, you know, you can't really believe that. But if you're in the playoff hunt, you're pretty focused. And, again, I think it has to do with the people in charge, the head coach, and how he handles that situation. And a lot of times that's the most important piece of the puzzle. But, come on, if you're not in the hunt to get into the playoffs, that's a lot of distractions, a lot.
You know, Jordan and Tim here, you know, these guys very well. They are also – they're always like a laser focused on what they're doing. The problem is it never has anything to do with their jobs.
Well, again, I'm not going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, they're very focused, Mike. You know what I worry about? And I don't know what happens in baseball. I'm no baseball fan, but after a pitcher just has a dynamic performance, a no-hitter, what have you. Perfect game happens very rarely, but the next time up on the mound, how do they do? And I ask that, you know, kind of like the Saints having the near perfect game last week. Is it? I understand where they are in a playoff race, but does that kind of lead to a letdown, maybe, or not necessarily?
Well, because I think the expectations are so high that this is what you did last time, you're going to do it again. And every game's different. It's a turn of the page. And depending on who your opponent is, too, that's the other part of it. And that's why the NFL, if it was easy to pick games, oh, I wouldn't be doing this with you. Listen, I would be out in Vegas.
That's honest.
And, you know, I'd be doing this each week. And so that's the thing. If it was easy to do, everybody would be multi-millionaires selecting games. If it was that easy. And that's why from week to week, it's a different ball game, different set of events. And these guys are professionals. And so the big difference I see throughout all the years in high school and college, that sometimes there's such a big difference talent-wise that you can overcome a bad half or a bad quarter and a half and still win and win big. In the NFL, you pull that, you end up with an L.
Yep.
You end up losing because the margin between the worst team and the best team isn't really as much as you might think. That there isn't a lot of difference there.
Everybody in the NFL, Mike, we got to take a break here. You're talking about the best of the best, no matter what team.
No matter what. And listen, it's an accomplishment when you make a 53-man roster. You're the best of the best in being able to do that. So the margin of how good you are is very small. And so that's why you see a lot of upsets this time of year. And two, injuries starting to mount up
teams. We will pick it up there when we come back with the injuries on the Saints, the injury report, the new acquisitions, etc. Mike Dettelier, our friend, he'd still be here if he could pick games. He just loves being here. WWL NFL college football analyst. We take a break now for traffic on WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL Saints, taking on the Titans. Of course, we got all the coverage for you here on WWL. An integral part of that coverage will be Mike Dettelier, our guest right now, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Mike, the injury report yesterday, the guys that are out, and the people we signed to replace them, although one of them might be because he played with the team we're playing on Sunday. But expand or expound, please, if you will.
Well, this time of year, I mean, it's so important that you can't do anything about it. Injuries are going to happen. And we saw Larry Wolford go down in the Monday night game with a knee injury. And so most likely, you know, Larry's not going to play this week. And Von Bell is still nursing a knee injury. And, you know, I thought this was Von Bell's best season as a Saint. He was replaced by Chauncey Garner-Johnson, who I think did a really good job, especially in run support in that part of the game. Hopefully we'll have Andrus Peat back very quickly, coming back from the broken arm, I think is what he had. And he's been practicing. So, you gaining and you losing. So it's balancing the scale there. But it's the pickups you had in the secondary that I think, you know, this week you see what Coach Payton did. He didn't go for the young player. He went for the veteran and picking up Janoris Jenkins from the Giants. And DJ Swearinger, who's bounced around this league, but he's a guy that's been a starter in different places at the safety position. And he's played both free and strong. So, again, he's got some versatility there. You can help out on special teams. And you can kind of see where this is rolling a little bit with him. He understands that as you get into the playoffs, trying to come up with a guy that can make a big play somewhere and is maybe not an every down player, though I think Jenkins could well be, but a guy that can help you in situational play. Because that's a big part of the NFL today, too. It's not just picking up a guy, but, oh, he's going to be a starter. That's not necessarily the case. It's about situational play, which you see so much of today. Situational pass rusher. If you go to a nickel coverage with three corners or three safeties. The dime, same thing there. There's a lot of mix and match with that. And hopefully, you know, you can get a little healthy in the next 2 weeks. And if you get a week off, then you can really get healthy.
Eli Apple, I kind of had some questions about him when we signed him, but Janoris Jenkins, I feel just the opposite about. I think this guy's going to come in and make a major contribution pretty quickly. What do you think?
Now, you ain't brought him over here to sit and watch.
Well, same thing with Eli Apple, right?
Yeah, but all I know is throughout his life.
I think it's apples and oranges.
Something in that range.
Yeah.
Jenkins has never been a backup to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from high school to college to the pros, he's always been a starter. And he didn't come here, he didn't have any choice. But again, his mindset is he feels as though he's going to step over on this football team, and it ain't going to be long before he's in the starting lineup. It might not be this week, but it ain't going to take him long. He's a bit of a gambler as a player in that he will take chances in the coverage part of the game. He'll try to make a big play, and he'll give up a big play, but that's part of his persona as a corner. But, man, he's experienced. He understands this game at another level. And this is one of the first times he's actually playing for something late in the year.
Mm.
You look at some of those teams he's been on in the professional ranks. By now, it's been pretty much all over with. So Jenkins is a guy that I think can help this team. Again, at 31 years old, at corner, you're not going to get the 22-year-old Janoris Jenkins, but he's a guy that I think can come in here and be a nice contributor late in the year, and you need him. Again, that's the weak spot on this football team right now is at the cornerback position opposite Marshawn Lattimore.
What's a cliche? You lose a step, but you make it up in savvy, right?
Well, he's always been a guy. You don't question the savvy, but he is a gambler, so you understand you're going to go with the yin and the yang with that.
Hi, Mike. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL college football analyst. If you have any questions about the game with the Titans, you can give us a call at 260-1870 or text your question 870-870, and I will ask Mike for you. Also, when we come back, I want to delve into this Titans team and see how the Saints match up against them, because it's all about matchups. We'll be back right now, WWL First News with Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 before 7. Mike, did you know bowl season kicks off today? Mike?
Yes.
Did you know the bowl season kicks off today, college bowl season?
Yeah.
We got the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl, and we did some research. Apparently that is
an industrial. Man, I want to go to that.
And listen to this. That's my point. That's some kind of industrial machine manufacturing thing. And it seems to me like the guys on the board said, you know what? We can write this off. We get to spend some time in the Bahamas. Let's do it. Tell me about the Tennessee Titans.
Man, listen, that's a job I think Steve Geller would volunteer to go do sideline reporting for. I'll go do that Bahamas Bowl.
just give me the transportation, right? You get me
there,
get me back, I'll do it for free.
Yeah, because Buffalo and Charlotte, Steve might not be up to date on all those two on those two teams, but man, going to Bahamas Bowl, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, he can also go to Frisco, Texas, if he wants, because they got the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, and that would be. How did you know Buffalo was playing Charlotte in that?
It's my job.
Ah, that's true. Utah playing Kent State in the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. Right, tell me
I can drive to Frisco, Texas, but that Bahamas Bowl is a little different.
You could drive to Frisco, Texas, but again, why would you want to?
Yeah.
Tell me about the Tennessee Titans. You know, it's all about matchups. How do we match up against them?
Well, on offense, I mean, the story this year has been Ryan Tannehill. You kind of got him off the scrap heap with Miami where, man, he had a lot of ups and downs. And finally, the Dolphins said enough's enough, and they moved on. And it was Marcus Mariota who started the season for him. And he struggled again with consistency throwing the football. And Tannehill's coming in, really done a good job. And he's really been the story there of how he has developed in a very quick period of time. I always thought he was so indecisive to make a throw. It was almost like the ball, he had like a yo-yo. Almost like he wanted to throw it, and then when he wanted to throw it, then he would almost like pull it back. Mm-hmm. Come on, make the throw. Now, he's very decisive with his throws, and he's played really well for them. But he's also got two stud players around him. And that's one is Derrick Henry, that running back. And that, to me, is the key guy here. You got to be able to slow Derrick Henry down. Derrick's rushed for over 1,300 yards this year. He's averaging almost 5 yards a pop. He's 4.9. He scored 13 touchdowns. He's missed some time because he's got a hamstring injury that he's dealing with, but he don't need to practice during the week. Come on. That practice is for the unskilled. We've seen enough of Derrick Henry when he was at Alabama, Heisman Trophy winner. It's unique because he's a 6'3", 250-pound running back. That's not a lot, man. You don't realize how big he is until you meet up with him personally, and he is one big man.
Like Latavius Murray with 30 pounds more, right?
And a little bit of height. Now, think about the last five games he's played. He's rushed for 188 yards, 159 yards, 149 yards, had the hamstring injury, and then has had games of 103 and 86. So you're talking about a heavy-duty runner. He's a not a lot of frills runner. He doesn't give you a lot of moves. But, man, he's decisive. He's big. He's very strong. He's a former track sprinter in high school out of Florida. So you're going to get a fistful of him. And that's how they hit you with Derrick Henry. And then the rookie has come around, and that's A.J. Brown. From Starkville High School in Mississippi, saw him play at Ole Miss. He was a really good player there. And this year he's caught 47 passes. What jumps out at you? He's averaging 19 yards a catch.
Wow.
Listen, for a receiver, you getting some big-time yardage, 7 touchdowns. So those are the two weapons Tannehill has used very well. In essence, running the football, they try to dictate pace with Derrick Henry, and then they throw the football out, spread you with A.J. Brown. And so that's why they're still in the hunt, despite the fact that they've had a ton of injuries, and this has not happened since the mid-'80s. They have missed more field goals than they've made
really this
year. I have the Vikings did that, I think it's mid-'80s. It might be 86, 87. But they're 8 of 18 on field goals. Come on, Tucker, can do that.
I could. That's not even half. That's like 44%. And I presume that would be through different kickers, Mike?
Yes, and they got another one now. They just signed Greg Joseph, who last year was with the Browns, and he was on the practice squad for the Carolina Panthers. And last year, Greg was a pretty good kicker for the Browns. He was 7 of 20. And just doing it in my head, that's around 85% or 85%. Mm-hmm. But he missed 4 extra points. So, again, it's the yin and the yang of it with them. But this is unique in that you're facing a team that has missed more field goals than they've made in an NFL season. And that's only happened once in the modern-day era of football.
So I'm trying to think of common things here. So that's on a road and away, different kickers. It would seem to me the only thing that had, like Venn diagrams, the only thing in common with all of that would be the center and the holder, right? Unless they change combinations too.
And every week somebody gets another finger pointed at them. Or it was the center's fault. Or it was we messed up on blocking. Oh, well, the holder wasn't too good. No, come on, it's a combination. When you 8 of 18, it's just not the kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something else.
It's different
else
kickers, in, right? So it couldn't be the
they've
kicker.
They've had 3 different kickers, and now Joseph becomes the 4th. So it's been the Gilligan's Island ride, the 3.5-hour tour, which has really lasted a long time for them. good gracious. And so that's part of why the Titans are where they are today. They have not won much on the special teams part, in the place-kicking part of the game. Mike Rabel's a really good defensive coach. They're tough against the run. They're a very aggressive unit, and they flow fast to the football. So you want to try to get them moving out of space. You want to try to trick them a little bit to get them that aggressive play and use it against them in that spot. And so I think that in this deal, Saints got to have balance running the football against them. And sometimes you're not going to get much against the Titans early, but you got to continue to do it. But I do think against that secondary, Michael Thomas might have a huge day come Sunday. If they continue to pick on what I've seen in the past with the Titans, I think that's an area where their mix and match of coverages sometimes hasn't always been great. But again, for the Saints, they got to stop Derrick Henry and do not give up the big play to A.J. Brown.
A 2.5-point road favorite. Do they win? Do they cover?
I'll say this like I said last week, but I'll make a little bit of a move on this. I thought the Saints would win big over the Colts. Mm-hmm. I think the Saints win this week, but I think it's a fourth quarter win. I think this game is tight on the road. I think you end up winning. The Saints end up winning 27-20. I think the Titans in there, they know that they're on life support as far as playoff chances are concerned. They got to have this game. The Saints got to keep up. But I think that the Saints win, but I think it's a much, much tighter game, and it's a fourth quarter win for the Saints over Tennessee.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll listen for you on Sunday.
Thanks a lot. What you mean? You going for the rest of the year now?
Yeah, I have not taken – let me tell you something. I've not taken a lot of vacation. I'm leaving 2 weeks of vacations on the books because I just love working, but I am going to take a little bit of time during the holidays.
Okay. I get that story. I'm not going to buy it all, but it's more of a sell for me than a buy. But I get it. But happy holidays to you, brother.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Love you, man. 6:53, 7 before 7. Time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.